We have with us Catherine Cassidy. She is the – she's just the big kahuna. It says vice president, editor-in-chief. I want to call her the big kahuna. She's the one who makes everything happen over at A Taste of Home, tasteofhome.com. Great website. And she's been on television. She's been on Good Morning America. She's been on The Early Show. She's been she's everywhere. And they have a bunch of cookbooks at A Taste of Home. And we're going to be talking with her about that today. Catherine, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And, you know, we were just talking about the fish that's coming out of the Gulf of Mexico. And
what octane fish do you like?
92. 96? 92? What do you like?
You know, I have thought about that. I'm a huge shrimp lover and seafood lover, and I don't know what that's going to be like going forward. It's kind of sad because, you know, to bring it back to like the reason I'm here, fish is so good for you.
Yeah.
And that we might have, I don't know, that it will get more expensive, and you know, how are we going to?
Right.
Less people will eat it. I don't know.
Exactly. It's going to be, first of all, it's going to be more expensive. But this is the one thing that I love that's going to happen is that they're going to lobby to say fish isn't safe. You can't eat fish. But they're going to say let's eat fast food and other things. And probably eating the fish that's been contaminated would probably be healthier than eating some of the fast food that people will go for. So it's really an amazing thing that people are going to shift their habits away from fish for at least a little bit, especially if it's going to be more expensive. But let's get back to the website, Taste of Home. First of all, how long has the website been out there, Catherine? Because there's so much information. There's so much stuff there. It's just if you're looking for something to cook at night, instead of like opening up, like go to the website and boom, you have 1,000 things you can choose from.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we actually started late in the game, in the web arena. We had a very small website until about 2006, and then we relaunched it. We relaunched it again in 2008. Now, I mean, it really is, it's an amazing resource. There are over 50,000 recipes that are completely searchable. You can put them in your recipe box. I use it myself just so I know, you know, what it offers to people, and it really is very, very cool. If you're looking for fish.
Right, fish recipes.
or grilled recipes, or I'm on a diet and I want diabetic-friendly recipes. You can search our database in so many different ways, and it will just bring everything up. Everything has a color photo, which I think is wonderful. That's not always the case, with web recipes. And then it's, of course, it's all backed by Taste of Home. These are all reader-submitted recipes, which we test here in our test kitchen. Every recipe that's on our site right now, they're all tested, so you know we can kind of stand behind it and say, you know, these really work.
Right. Now do people usually, do they cook differently based upon the seasons? Like, is there like a summertime, like people are just doing things a lot differently in the summer than they do in the winter?
Oh yeah. It's things are very seasonal. There are foods that you just don't even, people, and it's kind of too bad. People don't think about, for instance, acorn squash and things like that in the summertime, when really they're quite good and you can put them in the microwave and you can put them on the grill and they're fabulous. But, yeah, there are foods that that surface at certain times and that, you know, we keep track of what people search. And like our folks are they follow the holidays.
The holidays.
So right now, the big searches are about 4th of July. 4th of July, family reunion picnics. So we got a lot of burgers people are searching for, a lot of picnic salads, grilled things. And, of course, we have tons and tons of that. So if you're planning any kind of 4th of July, I think actually on our homepage now we have a 4th of July hub. So if you're looking for, like, we'll do all your planning. There's a hub that has all kinds of different recipes that that you can put together
Now, do people...
or 4th of July. And if you're searching for, you know, things that are on the light side, that's there too. So, you know, everything that we do a lighter version of.
Now, do people really do look for recipes for 4th of July? Because I would think, like, 4th of July...
That's pretty simple.
Yeah, hot dogs, hamburgers, you know, what is there? What do people, I mean...
Well, you know, if you're if you've got a whole bunch of people coming over and you're somebody like me and you are, you know, they're coming to your house...
That's in Wisconsin, right? Fourth of July in Wisconsin.
There's some bratwurst.
Bratwurst are going on over there, right?
Brats, okay. Hot dogs. The grill is the grills are definitely will be firing up. But you know, you want to have the things that go around it, like the potato salads or the green salads or just side dishes. Desserts are huge. You know, pies and ice cream desserts and. So there's a lot, you know, there's a lot more that you can do for your picnic than just, you know, throwing stuff on the grill.
Yeah.
Now, are you finding that more and more people are going to farmers markets and finding and eating fresh food?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, even when a trend comes, I mean, we have a huge audience, and it's very mainstream. So you know when it's happening with our audience, it's happening everywhere. And I think that people are, they are looking closer to home, that the whole idea of... You know, eating and buying locally, really has touched our folks. And if you think about it, Taste of Home, it has its roots in Midwestern farm families. So it actually is a it makes sense for our audience anyway. But I think it's you know because you would grow all of your own food and then you know and then you would eat it. But I think it is a very very big trend nowadays to. Hit those farmers markets and, you know, find the things that are in season, the things that are grown near you when you can, and take advantage of the fact that they are fresh. And generally, the things that are grown locally and they're in season are so much better, so much more flavorful.
Yeah.
You know, a locally grown tomato in season is just it's a marvelous thing.
Yeah. Now, also, with Taste of Home, you guys are not just a website. You actually produce... a lot of content and a lot of books. You currently have out the Comfort Food Diet Cookbook and also Quick Cooking as well?
Oh, yes. We have, you know, Taste of Home magazine is actually the largest food magazine in the world, believe it or not, published right here out of suburban Milwaukee. And we do have a huge cookbook publishing business. If you can find out more about all the things that we do by visiting us at tasteofhome.com. But yeah, one of our brand new books that we're very pleased with and proud of is the Comfort Food Diet. And you know, one of the biggest requests that we've gotten from our readership over the last few years is please help us eat healthy. We want the kind of food that we're used to. You know, they want their comfort food and they want to eat it too. So our nutritionists worked with our editors to. Pull the recipes that made the most sense to put into a plan, a 1,400-calorie-a-day plan with lots and lots of mix-and-match recipes that essentially allows you to lose weight by eating foods that you are comfortable with eating. There's no secret to this. It is food that you purchase in the supermarket. You make it yourself. We have a saying around here that it's so easy even a husband can do it.
believe me, that's the case. Cause,
you know, the point is that a lot of diets, they require you to buy a lot of special food or make things that basically the rest of your family is not going to want to eat. So you end up being a short order cook if you're the dieter. And these are... The food in this book is, you know, we're talking about lasagna and meatloaf and macaroni and cheese and scalloped potatoes and grilled chicken and things that people look at it and they say, wow, I can eat that. And
right.
It's fabulous food. The book's been out for about 6 months now and been very, very successful. There's also a web, you get access to some web tools that allow you to interact with other dieters to see how they're doing. Our nutritionist goes online to sort of monitor and answer your questions. So it's really it's a great book that is actually more than a book. It's a plan for eating better.
Now, when you're talking about changing someone's diet or kind of improving the health of a given recipe, what are some like kind of go-to moves that cook at home can do to, you know, really cut calories but still maintain the flavor.
Right. Well, you know, I think
it's impossible. Is that right, Catherine? Well, that's the bottom line.
You know, I think all it's a lot of it is just being in the mindset and saying I'm going to do this. And once you're there, there's a lot of tricks. And I think one of the biggest ones is portion. In this country, we have gotten so out of control with portion sizes. I mean, you just have to go out to dinner, you know, and you see that what you can get for $9.95, you know, can feed a family of five on one plate. And I think part of it is just understanding what the portion sizes are. What is a 4-ounce piece of meat? Well, you know, it's a deck of cards. What is a cup of rice? It's the equivalent of a tennis ball. And in the book, there is a wonderful page that has visuals that show, you know, what these portion sizes, you know, what they look like. So I think that's one thing. The other thing is that there you can mix and match substitutions, fat-free milk, low-fat and fat-free cheeses. Those are things that you can make, you can work into a lot of recipes without sacrificing really any flavor, especially things like casseroles and sauces. You know, these foods are really forgiving, and you can really cut the calories down quite a bit on, you know, in some of your favorite foods by using skim milk and reduced fat cream cheese and, you know, things like that. Cutting down on the amount of meat and boosting the amount of vegetables, for instance, you know, in a sauce, or pasta sauce or whatever, that's a quick way to you know, get more fiber and, you know, more vegetables into your diet, but also just cut down the calories. And most, you know, people don't miss it.
Right.
So those are a few things. Fiber, you know, it's all the things that we hear, but it's just a matter of committing to doing, you know, to doing it.
Now, Catherine, one of the things, it's interesting when with stuff that we create, all the content that we put out there. One of the most highly searched things that we do is also recipes.
And we don't know what we're doing.
And we have no idea what we're doing. And it just seems like if you watch TV, there's so many cooking shows. There's a tremendous fascination with cooking and preparing. Do you think that Americans were just so overwhelmed that we just don't, we don't know how to pull this thing together? Like, it seems like cooking somehow is like building a rocket ship for most people. Do you find that the case?
I actually think that I remember watching the Food Network when there were shows on like how to boil water. I mean, it was very early in its, you know, it was in its infancy, and it's become, I think, with the advent of reality TV, food has just, I mean, watching food, like you said, has just become this incredible national pastime. I think there's a coolness factor to food preparation that never existed, you know, a few years ago. And I don't know. I mean, I guess the way I look at it with our brand, Taste of Home, is that our recipes are from real people. And there are no big secrets here. In fact, we kind of tell people that we're sort of the anti-gourmet.
Right.
this isn't rocket science. This is, you know, if you have the right resource, you can cook anything. I think, you know, some of it is just the commitment of time. It's, you know, it's tough. It's tough when there's a lot going on. There's a lot that presses all of us for our time. And you know, so how do you make enough time to put, you know, the amazing meal on the table and feel like you're doing right by your family? And I mean, I think that's where I think that's why Taste of Home is so popular, because our recipes are easy to navigate. They are made with foods that you can find in a supermarket. As much as possible, we try to make them easy so that, you know, you don't have to spend hours and hours trying to figure out, okay, what the heck am I doing here?
Right.
You know, it's there are some people who like to cook and there are some people who don't. You know, I like to hope that if people pick up Taste of Home magazine or they go to our website, that they might surprise themselves with how easy something is to do and how much fun it is and how proud they are of themselves when they're finished doing it.
Now, do you have some people that are just submitting recipes all the time and you're like, okay, enough already? okay? You've been in every magazine. You're in every cookbook. Just either get your own magazine going and leave us alone, or do you just, like, hire these people? Like, what do you do with those?
Well, you know, they are our bread and butter. They, our readers and our customers make our world go around. And there, we have our power users. We have our people who, you know, they are submitting recipe after recipe. And, you know, for the most part, we dearly love them because they are proud of what they're doing enough to send it to us. And, you know, we probably get in the neighborhood of 75,000 recipes submitted a year.
Wow.
And we publish original.
How many people
about 5,000.
How many people you got cooking in the lab over there? What's the lab like at Taste of Home?
Oh, it's a kind of a dangerous place.
it sounds like it's dangerous.
Yeah, because we do test everything, and I leave all of that heavy lifting that to my culinary staff. But we, you know, it is there. We just went through our Christmas. Our Christmas recipes. So in June and July,
you're eating Christmas stuff.
Yeah, Christmas cookies, turkey. Yeah, and it's you have to watch yourself here.
Nice.
Easy to overconsume.
Now, Catherine, what do you do in a situation when you have a family of five and you have kids where they have all different taste palate? You know, they like different things. And how do you accommodate for that type of things? What do you do? Is there anything that any suggestions you can give to our audience out there about, you know, when you're cooking for so many people, is there something that can satisfy everyone?
Right. Well, you know, one of the and I'm only going to go from my personal experience here because, you know, I'm not an expert, I'm not a culinary, I'm not a chef, but I am a mom and a cook. And what I found worked for me with my picky daughters is, and, you know, and people coming in at different times, you know, when they get a little bit older, is something that can be sort of assembly line-ish. We like to do things like fajitas and tacos and pasta where you assemble it yourself. So you've got pasta, you've got a sauce, you've got several different toppings, you have a salad, and people can pick and choose what they want. So that I don't have to boil the plain noodles with just the Parmesan cheese
right.
for the young one when everybody else is eating something else. They,
right.
You know, and there's something about putting your own plate together that is
yeah, it's empowering.
I don't know. I tried to get my children into the habit of take what you want, but eat what you take. And I know that's an old saying, but then, you know, they start to understand, you know,
right.
What it means to put food on a plate and then, you know, and not throw it away. But I did find that those were things that made a lot of sense. When there's assembly, a little bit of assembly, it's not as hard on the cook and they can sort of customize,
right.
You know, their meals. But we do burgers that way. We do pasta that way. Quite honestly, a lot of times what I will do too, if I'm not in the mood to cook a whole thing, just go get a rotisserie chicken and then assemble the things around it. And, you know, and that's okay. You don't have to cook a gigantic meal every night.
Right.
But I think the act of sitting down at the table to eat something together is really a good thing.
Well, we appreciate that, and the website atasteofhome.com. Go out; you can get the cookbooks as well, the comfort food cookbook, diet cookbook, and quick cooking. You can get them at Amazon. Can you also get them at the website too?
Absolutely, everything. Yeah, we sell it all through Amazon.com. Some of our books are direct mail books, so you would only be able to get them through our website. But you know, you can get pretty much anything that we. I hope I'm not saying this wrong, but pretty much anything that we publish, you can find out about and buy on, you know, on tasteofhome.com.
Great. Well, we really appreciate Catherine. Thank you so much for coming on. The website is tasteofhome.com. Thanks so much. We look forward to talking in the near future as well.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Have a happy 4th of July as well.
Same to you.
Okay,
same to you.
Be
Get
well.
That grill going.
We will.
Okay.
Take care. That's Catherine Cassidy. She is with Taste of Home. TasteFilm.com. Check them out online. And when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at DrFitnessandTheFatGuy.com. Check out our website. Check out our Facebook page. Go there. Also pick up our soon-to-be-released 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. Will be out very soon, and a lot of great stuff there on the website. So that is what I know. Also on our website, great interviews as well. Go back and listen to Jillian Michaels. Go back and listen to people like Jack Elaine. Go back and listen to people like Denise Austin as well.